This is the lobby.
Oh.
Welcome to Spider Society.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Ikra, Catskill, Hudson. I am your host, DJ Cola, and today I am joined with my lovely sound engineer. Oh, okay. Breathe, breathe. It's okay. It's okay.
Ah! Why?
That's murder to my ears.
No. Start the show. No.
DJ Sean, buddy.
All right, problem fixed. Technical difficulties aside, I'm very sorry for murdering your ears, audience. I still love you.
Murdered their ears.
I hope you still love me.
I think I'm deaf.
But we're broadcasting to Ikra, Catskill Hudson, and today we're going to be talking about anime. We're going to be a little bit of a but we're going to be a bit of a weeb. Okay, let's be honest.
Word.
This is what happens when you give Generation Z
a platform.
A radio show. So, I thought I heard the...
You did, it was me.
Okay.
I guess my headphones are too loud.
But
I feel deaf now.
I got an open-ended list of questions that we could go through.
Wait.
But first, yes, we do have to play another song and some daily news for you. And we got weather, too.
Better weather in daily news.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, July 14th. Local early morning temperatures range from 61 in Cantersville to 67 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 69 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be medium and should hang out in that range all weekend. Flood watches are out early this morning. Ponding on roads and low-lying areas will be the biggest danger. Damaging winds will remain a threat today. Power is out this morning for a lot of people. Greene County, 454. Columbia County, 1,227. Schoharie, 928. Everybody else has a few people out, but not in the hundreds. Roads are mostly passable, with only a few closures remaining listed by highway departments due to downed trees. Check out 511ny.org for more specific info before you head out. You can also find a lot of that information along with play-by-plays during major events on our Telegram channel. Just look for The Better Weather, all one word. Lingering storm cells are waking people up. More will move through this afternoon. Fortunately, things will be much calmer than yesterday. A dew point of 73 will have the ACs spinning, assuming you have power, that is. Now is a good time to check on your neighbors. A high of 80 happens at 2 p.m. Rain stops by midnight and we see a low of 67 degrees. It will be humid. Tomorrow, a mostly comfortable morning gives way to a hot and stormy afternoon. A high of 85 happens at 3 p.m. Overnight, the rain lingers and looks to go into full storm mode all day Sunday. It will have a high of 80 degrees. Monday looks like it will be very hot and humid with some light afternoon rain. The atmosphere is still very active, and that could certainly change by the time it gets here. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 1:03 a.m., low tide at 7:52 a.m., high tide again at 1:33 p.m., and low tide, once again, at 7:46 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 76 degrees, and the tide strength will be average. Sunset today will be at 8:17 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:28 a.m. Looking way up, we see a geomagnetic storm watch is up as we are expecting a passing Hadouken today. X-class flare chances are at 20%. Plasma winds will be slow at 355 kilometers per second with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible on all bands till dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. There are no chances of aurora tonight. The current sunspot number is 146. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate, who would just like to remind you it's pledge drive time once again, and we're asking for everyone to help keep the lights on, not to mention the radio tower. If it's within your means, please head on over to WGXE.org, click on the donate button, and show some love.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Daily News for Friday, July 14th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Another fierce storm moved through the Hudson Valley July 13th, closing roadways and railways with a tornado warning in the Catskill area into Columbia County. Amtrak trains heading north stopped in Rhinecliff with trees down throughout the area. Route 9G was also closed with detours in Germantown and Tivoli. The Highway Drive-In movie theater in Coxsackie was hit with the severe storm, with the kitchen flooded and the entire theater closed for the evening. Power remained out for some hours after the storm passed, with 3,500 people in Columbia County without power at one point. In all, there were 3 tornado warnings issued in the area during the storms. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that an appellate court on July 13th sided with Democrats and said congressional lines should be redrawn in New York. In 2022, Republicans flipped several New York congressional districts their way, helping them regain a majority. Political observers believe if Democrats get the districts redrawn the way they want, they could hold the 18th congressional district and flip the 19th congressional district in 2024 voting. Republican John Faso, who used to represent the 19th district in Congress, said of the Democrats, quote, they're trying to eliminate a state redistricting plan that has the most competitive districts in the United States of America, unquote. Now the case goes to New York's top court, now led by Governor Kathy Hochul's recent appointment, Chief Judge Rowan Wilson. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. H. Roach Snyder reports for the Times Union that the Bethlehem Public Library's drag story hour went on as planned July 13th. On July 10th, a crowd of around 60 people spoke both for and against the event at the library's Board of Trustees meeting. Albany drag performer Noelle Diamond read from Not All Princesses Dress in Pink, They, She, He, Easy as ABC, and Not Quite Narwhal, in front of a crowd of just under 200 people. Library Director Jeff Kilpatrick said, quote, there were some folks who were not in agreement with the program, but they came and everybody was respectful, unquote. Lauren Jack attended the event and said, quote, if no one had talked about it or tried to organize against it, I feel like it would have just been a normal library event, unquote. Read more about this story in the Times Union and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
Level, I'm geeky. You think you with me, but you tweaking. Ready for war, I just need me a reason. I'm getting buckets in regular season. Honestly wondering when I'ma lose it. Come get your wifey, she with it, she choosing. Maybe I be driving herself, I be cruising. I got the game in my pocket. All of this rapping it, just an option. I'm finna cook in this stew, Betty Crockett. I'm finna take off and rap like a rocket. Hop on a yacht in Miami and surf it. With hella, they drinking and twerking. Don't post on stories, my shorty be lurking. Can't stop the grind for no, it ain't worth it. Go to Milan for the week of the fashion. Addicted to dressing, I drip with a passion. Y'all know I'm that, just ask them. Look at the diamonds, they hitting, they dancing. I'm from the trenches, I learn how to hustle. I get the cabbage, the lettuce, the Brussels. I make a million, then triple, then double. Upgrade the with a laser and muzzle. I'm on a whole nother level, I'm geeky. You think you with me, but you tweaking. Ready for war, I just need me a reason. I'm getting buckets in regular season. Honestly wondering when I'ma lose it. Come get your wifey, she with it, she choosing. Maybe I be driving herself, I be cruising.
Game, yeah. Pull up in Maybach and we finna swerve. Like my they with a whole lot of curves. They paying the kid just to say all these words. Gotta go drop them bands trying to get you a verse. Start tweeting that for the bird. In the booth geeking like I was some nerd. You woke up to a chat like it's the first. You woke up to a chat, yeah, I'm thumbing through cheese. Yeah, can't do it like me. I'm counting pay while you sleep counting sheets. Tell your pull me up, I ain't sipping no tea. Tell that boy ties lace, ain't no tripping on me. In a rave slime round, down with DDG. Yeah, my be wild and they spin DVD. I think on a whole nother level, I'm geek.
I'm on a whole nother level, I'm geeky. You think you with me, but you tweaking. Ready for war, I just need me a reason. I'm getting buckets in regular season. Honestly wondering when I'ma lose it. Come get your wifey, she with it, she choosing. Maybe I be driving herself, I be cruising. I heard Lil Tyler wanna with one of my exes. I throw the lob like it's nothing. Like it's a fast break, and it's 20 more seconds. He slam dunk it, Boogie Cousins. I be in the blogs, topic of discussion. They say I'm a dog, always gonna be something. I do something positive, they don't discuss it. But when it be negative, then people love it, huh? D-E-O-K, it ain't beef if it's over computer. He peewee, that boy not a threat. To the back of your, tell her name a few songs. I bet money she passing the test. Don't see how I'm moving when cameras be off. They just know what they see on the net. Whether I'm right or I'm wrong, I can never fall off. I know this highly upset, okay. I'm on a whole nother level, I'm geeky. You think you with me, but you tweaking. Ready for war, I just need me a reason. I'm getting buckets in regular season. Honestly wondering when I'ma lose it. Come get your wifey, she with it, she choosing. Maybe I be driving herself, I be cruising.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting live to 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. There we go, right? I'm at that. Look at that. I just want to welcome you to our show. I am your lovely host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with my lovely sound engineer.
DJ Shamani. DJ Sean Money.
That acapella was nice. I joined in on that.
Alrighty.
Today, we're going to be weebs. We're going to be weeaboobs.
Weeaboobs.
We're going to be nerds, right? This is what happened when we give Gen Z a radio show platform. We're going to be talking about anime. So, first question. We're going to start at the beginning, because that's the only place to start.
Anime? What? I like anime.
Yeah.
Do you like anime?
I love anime. So, what was your first ever anime?
Dragon Ball.
Yeah, me too.
No, wait. Yeah, Dragon Ball.
That's why I love it so much. The nostalgia is just... It's like going back and watching your favorite cartoon, you know?
Yeah. Let's see.
All right. My first question for you.
Because we're talking about anime. If you got isekai'd... My apologies. No. If you got isekai'd and Chuck-kun came for you... what... would be the type of anime you would be reborn in?
That is a good question.
Do you want me to give you options, or do you want to think of it off?
I think it's got to be open-ended.
Okay, cool.
Definitely some sort of fantasy, right?
When you say fantasy, we talking like Fullmetal Alchemist.
I'm talking about like
fairy tale. We talking about like...
Here, I got a good setting for you. So, you know how... What's it called? A lot of shows do magic and then step back in medieval times.
Yeah.
I want magic, like, all of those elements, but it's not in medieval times. But I want it to be, like, with all modern technology, you feel me? Like, imagine Avatar.
Oh, there's an anime like that out there.
Yeah, like, imagine Avatar, but with airships, like, and guns.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
All right. Now, your rules... You're not overpowered. You have to train, buddy. You have to train to be overpowered. Now, if we're going by isekai rules, would you have a harem? if I'm just keeping it a bug, if we just shoot with it, like...
Let's talk about that later. I'm not sure if we could talk about that.
Would you have a fan club?
A fan club, yeah.
We'll say it like that. Would you have a fan club?
Yes.
Okay.
You could say, never mind.
Yeah.
All right. So, and I'm talking about, like, what would be your power?
What would be my power?
Yeah, no, but wait, first, you got to answer your own question. What situation?
If I get isekai'd, I want it to be, like, I get isekai'd and Chuck-kun comes to take me away. I kind of want it to be like the shield hero or something where like I'm the hero and I'm like overpowered or I have to train to get overpowered.
Yeah, I was about to say shield hero was not overpowered from the start of my guy, man.
Roby became overpowered.
Yeah.
I would say probably something similar being dark wise. To shield hero, but like not being completely framed. Right. And I at least need to get my name.
So my question for you to follow that.
Okay.
How is your power system gonna work?
Kinda like RPG. I wanna say like RPG.
Okay, so like Shield Hero.
Yeah.
I like that. I respect that. If I didn't pick my power system, which I'm gonna pick right now, I would probably pick RPG. You can even look at it like an RPG.
Yeah.
You can add it to mine too. But mine, your power is directly related to your strongest passions.
Ooh.
So, for example...
That would suck, though. Like, what if you have a weak mindset? You suck.
Well, then that means you gotta train. And you gotta train your mindset, too. Dragon Ball Z.
I would say,
you gotta train your mindset. That's something you gotta do in real life, too.
I wanna switch. My ability would be glutton.
Oh? Like eating powers or just eating food?
No. I eat food. And by me eating food... I ate so much food that the system made me skinny. And it would be called fat points. And with those fat points, I would be able to unlock other abilities.
So you get your points by eating.
Yes.
Okay.
And if I don't eat enough calories or a certain amount of calories of food in a day, I fade in a way.
Okay, I like that. You already have trouble eating as it is, so good luck with that.
Yeah.
You pretty much pick your weakness as your power. But yeah. For me, for example, let's say somebody who is super interested in reading, let's say that's okay. their biggest passion.
Yeah.
One of the best ways and probably the strongest way for them to cast the spell would be a book.
So a grimoire.
Yeah, grimoire. If you were a librarian or like somebody who is super interested in books. But let's say your biggest passion is playing instruments.
Ooh.
Instruments become your weapons. And you can make spells with them.
I don't.
And if you're good enough with it, you can like manipulate elements with it and unlock a skill tree like an RPG.
But what if like someone just like makes you mess up or like you play a wrong note? What if you play a wrong note? You're messed up. If you play a wrong note,
it's not going to be as powerful.
It's over.
Like think of it as, for me, since I do instruments, every little thing, for like.
But, like, I know what you mean, but, like, think about, like, you messing up a note, bro. It's over. That means, like, that's, like, a giant explosion.
Like, for a spell, it would be Jingle Bells. Jingle I would apply that. Bells. I don't know. Something like that.
I'm crying.
Or, like, for a fire spell, it would be, like...
I'm on a highway to
something
hell.
Like that, right? Right? Or if I played Highway to Hell, a highway that would appear. Yeah. That we can ride on it, you know? Or if I played a certain song, that would appear.
Yeah, so you said you had questions for me.
Yeah.
What are some of your questions for me?
So.
I would love to know.
Great list here that I'm pulling up right now.
All right, cool. Oh, you had a whole list.
Yeah.
Something like that. All right, let's see. Let's see how this goes.
If.
All right.
Or sorry, not if. What anime do you, or anime character, do you relate the most to?
Anime character I relate the most with. Do I get, like, a choice, or, like, is it just open-ended?
Open-ended, for sure. You can have a couple answers.
I relate to Vegeta. That's because, like, his rival.
Oh, or, Vegeta?
Yeah, like, with the rival, and, like, being, like, he can't surpass, like, a certain person. Let's see, what else? With, I also relate to... I relate to Ichigo. From Bleach,
because
I feel like he has a very strong heart.
I like that answer.
I relate to a little bit to Tanjiro, because I feel like he has a very kind heart.
Yeah, I relate to Tanjiro.
For my last one, I want to say I relate to Kaneki.
Kaneki?
Kaneki.
Oh, okay. That one's pretty...
Kaneki.
Okay.
So, also, I relate to Kaneki in certain ways.
So, you gave three?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give three for mine.
Bleach, Chandra...
And I'll do different animes, too.
I think I did. Okay, cool. Yeah.
All right. For one, I'm going to have to say Subaru from ReZero.
Oh, my goodness.
Oops, excuse me. but I would pick Subaru because, realistically, when you're first in that situation, and you're in a situation you were never in before, you're not going to succeed at first. First, you're going to struggle before you
get there. Yeah, you're right. That's true.
Just like he did. Yeah. And then once he found his strength, he went with it, and he saved the people he loved, and he manned up.
Okay, yeah.
So that's why I would say Subaru.
Cry baby.
Hey,
run my fade.
Exactly.
Run my fade. You're a crybaby.
And that's why I love Subaru.
I'll forever say that Subaru is a crybaby.
You can cry as many times as you can, and
stop
you can still win.
Loser.
So for the next one, I would have to say Kid Gohan. Teen Gohan, yeah. Just for the extent of wanting to live up to people, also don't knowing your own strength in a way.
Yeah, okay.
And then for the last one, ooh, that's tough. I have to pick a different anime. You know, I think for the last one, I'm going to pick a villain just because I picked two protagonists.
Okay.
You know, you got to even it out.
Yeah.
Man.
Is Kaneki technically a villain?
You can be an... I would say anti-hero.
Okay, cool.
I'm not sure. What are some good animes where, like, the hero or anti-hero kind of has a good point? Where the villain kind of has a point?
What's that one anime that you told me? That guy, he's like a skeleton or something?
Overlord?
Yeah.
No, he's just straight up evil.
Okay.
Overlord, the main character gets reincarnated to the character in his game, but he picked a skeleton character in his game. And that makes it so he turns into a sociopath.
Let's
see. One thing, he has a demon, right? And he doesn't know about it, right? He thinks it's like a sheep farm or something, but it's a human farm. You need some human flesh for some equipment. So, not Overlord.
Okay.
You know what? Okay, I know. I know who I would pick.
Okay. Who would it be?
I guess it's not going to be a villain because I can't think of any, but I would say Izuku Midoriya, otherwise known as Deku.
That's more like anti-hero, depending on what part you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's a good point.
So they're pretty even. Too mean.
I don't know. I could see myself in Midoriya.
I could see myself.
The bubbliness and the nerdiness about the stuff he obsesses over.
You want to know another person I would have said, for me at least? I would have said I could see myself pulling a real, let's see, being relatable to, dang, I really can't think of his name, like, I just had it, I lost it, to Aaron.
Oh, okay.
Aaron Yeager.
Yeah, I could see that.
If you know, you know, but, like, yeah.
I mean, you can't really talk about him without spoiling it all.
Yeah.
But with that being said, we're approaching the halfway mark, and we don't got a 6:30 news.
Well, we really don't.
But we got some music.
We got a lot of music.
So with that being said, we're going to play you into a song.
We're going to play. Did you hear his name was Jake?
Yeah, it's Jake. It's weird. It's spelled with a V instead of an A. It looks like an upside down.
J-V-K.
So I pronounce it Javuka.
Javuka.
So without further ado, Home by Javuka.
Tonight, so don't bother calling my phone, cause I'm not picking up tonight, not tonight. Baby, you're my remedy when you're lying next to me. Baby, you're a melody I wish I wrote. I need you like I need home to kick my feet up and rest my soul. I'm here knocking at your door. Just give me the key and let my heart go dum-dee-dum. If my home's where my heart is, leaving you makes me homesick. I need you like I need home to kick on my feet and let my heart go dum-dee-dum. Dum-dee-dum, dum-dee-dum, hey. And let my heart go dum-dee-dum. Dum-dee-dum, dum-dee-dum, hey. And let my heart go dum-dee-dum. Heart go dum-dee-dum. I'm not going out tonight, so don't bother calling my phone, cause I'm not picking up tonight. Leave me a message at the tone. It's a no, no. I'm with you. Yeah, I'm home, but I'm not alone. No, I'm not alone. I'm with you. Baby, you're my remedy when you're lying next to me. Baby, you're a melody I wish I wrote. I need you like I need home to kick my feet up and rest my soul. I'm here knocking at your door. Just give me the key and let my heart go dum-dee-dum. Dum-dee-dum, dum-dee-dum, hey. And let my heart go dum-dee-dum. Dum-dee-dum, dum-dee-dum, hey. And let my heart go dum-dee-dum. Heart go dum dee dum.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on
90.7 FM,
WGXE, Icarus, Catskill, Hudson, and Wavefarm.org. Today, every day, I am DJ Cola.
Hi.
But especially today, and today I am also joined with my lovely sound engineer.
DJ Shamani.
So with that being said, we're going to be talking a little bit more about...
So, honestly, I'm reading that. At first, I didn't think I would mess with it, to be honest. If I'm being keeping it a buck. Thought I wasn't going to mess with it. Thought it was going to be garbage, to be honest. I liked it.
He always surprises. I love the artist.
Now, you picked a Jake song.
Mm-hmm.
Want to know what my Jake song is? I don't know if I showed you this because I looked it up last minute.
Fear the Sun.
No.
No?
Secret.
Golden Hour? Secret. Oh, okay.
So, since you want to play a song, I'll play another Jake song just to feel like I have
think
to.
I know that one.
Now I have to be on like.
Oh, I know this one.
I have
love
to be
this
on
one.
This border now.
No.
So I know this song just because I've listened to it once in a blue moon here and there. I don't remember it perfectly.
I love it. It gives off like just. Ooh, I could really just destroy your life if I wanted to right now.
Look,
but I'm chill. That's the vibe.
Leave me alone. Don't do it. You know. Look, we're even. We're even right now.
I know, and this song just goes perfectly
right
well.
Now. All right. 3, 2, 1.
I know all of your secrets. I can't pretend I don't. Yeah, I know all of your secrets, but I won't tell her so. Shirt on you in your recent, but you can keep it. Cause devil don't always wear Prada, and you stay playing tricks like Tata. I know stuff, but I won't say nada. Things about me and you, but I can't keep the past in the past. If you keep looking at me like that,
everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill,
Hudson,
and Wavefarm.org. I am your host today, DJ Cola, and I am joined by...
DJ... Shamani.
And
I love this
today,
word.
We have some... anime for you, for the weebs in the audience, and since Gen Z is taking over the work field, and
W,
we have a radio
taking
show.
Over the work field. Cool. Never in my life would have thought that would have been a sentence.
So we've talked a little bit about if we were an anime, what would our powers be? What would our goals be? No, sorry.
No, we haven't said goals.
That's what I was going to lead into. I was going to say what our powers be, what world we're in. But
you said powers. We have said powers.
So, time to move on to goals. That's where I was moving
goals. What are my ambitions? What are your ambitions? You go. Wait, did I go first or you go first? Did I go first last one?
I think
I went first last one.
Okay. So, my ambitions, that's a tough one. You know, I want.
Depending on the world. Depending on the world. It's just a dark world.
All right, my world I picked is kind of mystical with magic, but still modern ages, and there's still monsters, too.
Yeah.
And the monsters also have just as much as technology as we do, so you can see a demon in a tank.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah. A demon in a tank is crazy.
The thing is, in my world, only humans have magic, and very strong demons.
Because you need passion.
Yeah.
To have magic.
You need ideals.
So, what's it called? I guess my wow, that's kind of... Okay.
Your rival?
Or I guess my main enemy...
Is yourself?
No. It would be, like, Lucifer.
What, bro?
Because what's it called? Lucifer was the angel of music before he got exiled. And what's it called?
Yeah.
And what's it called? That's a demon. Like, the Demon King. Like, that's such a trope.
Okay.
Like, that's such a common trope. The Demon King. Demon King, pretty much the devil. Demon King. King of all demons. You're the devil. King of all demons. Point. And since you're trying to defeat somebody, that's obviously a good person to kill. I don't like killing many people. The only person I would probably kill is maybe, like, Kim Jong-un. I don't know.
Hey, look. These are our own opinions. Everything that we say is our own opinions. That's what it is. Alright.
He looked like Winnie the Pooh.
Thank you. Alright. What was my world again? I kind of don't remember.
The Shield Hero S.
Oh, yeah. Shield Hero
S. Does yours take place in the past, or present, or future?
I'll say how I like the past. I like the past.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to really just give, like, that real Shield Hero vibe. Mm-hmm. Actually, no. I'll say the present. What would be my goal? What are my ambitions? Alright. The first one is probably just to feel better in my own body. And I feel like that's already being accomplished with my skill, which is glutton. From there.
I'm sorry for laughing. It's not that. It's just the duality of our answers. You say you pick actual respectable, achievable self goals.
Yeah.
And mine was kill Satan.
Let's see. I'd say I would probably already achieve my first goals, which would be feeling better in my own body. And that would already happen because of the ability of glutton. And then I would say probably just like become with some like Robin Hood type esque like beat, you feel me? Like be the richest,
I like that.
Be the richest man in the
so
world.
So you can still be anti-hero, but
yeah,
not really.
Yeah, you feel me? Like have more money than like you feel me? Like unlock the mad powers, like
I like that.
Be like the hero, but like I ain't no good guy. Like I'm still selfish. I'll still be selfish. Yeah. Like, I don't mind leaving you in the dust, like for real.
I think my goal can separate into a bunch of side goals. Another goal you could say I want is to reach enlightenment.
That's a good one.
I would say in my universe, in my fictional universe, if you reach enlightenment, you unlock...
You win. You just win.
No, you unlock all mastery of all skills.
All right, yeah.
Because what's it called? Enlightenment is extinguishing all desire, and at that point...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
I would say in like my universe...
It's like a double negative.
Yeah. I would say in my universe, I just really want improvement. Like, I just want self-improvement. I don't want to say I want to be a ruler, but, like, I want to be a representation of, like, what's right and what's wrong. Kind of like a real Deadpool type.
Like a vigilante.
Yeah.
Like Batman.
A vigilante, like, on some Green Arrow
some
type
Batman
beat.
Stuff.
Nah. We not doing no Batman over here. Nah, we doing on some, like, real Green Arrow. As Green Arrow has said, Batman's not real. Batman's just a myth. I was the first billionaire philanthropist. Word.
Okay, so I've done some thinking, and I'm going to change my power of enlightenment to be the power of nothing. And I mean that...
What? That sounds...
Listen.
Lame.
The power of nothing means you can make anything into nothing.
That just sounds lame. Like, you make anything into nothing?
You have an enemy? Gone.
That's basically time travel, bro. That sounds like time travel, but like...
Pretty much just omnipotence.
A higher extent.
Okay.
That sounds like being God.
The thing is, what are some passions that people have besides
That just sounds like being God.
Pretty much,
yeah. That just sounds like being God.
Once you... Yeah, that's... I want to... what's it called?
You
want to
be God?
No, reaching enlightenment is like a super hard thing, and the universe is like, you know how... Myths. I'll give you an example. Asta is the, not myth exactly, but like, there's the Wizard King.
Yeah.
And then in...
You want to be a legend?
Yeah. And then what's it called? In, what's it called? Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah.
Gojo is like...
The strongest. I'm... Yeah.
And then,
Oh, okay. Oh, I see where you're going.
Or like Shinra when he do you know Fire Force?
Yeah.
Like when he unlocks it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. That you explaining it that way.
Or like a Super Saiyan, like the legend, and I want to achieve the legend. Yeah.
Okay. You saying it that way made it way better.
Like, almost that's like the transformation stage.
Evolve. You're evolving.
Yeah. Exactly.
W crack.
Ooh, some nice ASMR there for you.
All right. Besides that.
So, like, what are some passions that other people would have?
Going to the stars.
Oh, you know what would
being
be a good
astronaut.
One?
Being an astronaut.
If you had the passion of knitting, you know, Green Lantern type stuff?
Yeah.
You could knit super fast and, like, create sentient stuff.
I would want to build. Look, what if we transferred into each other's world, like on some crossover, but we had to, like, be a villain?
Be a villain. I was going to say, you could, like, freestyle, and if it rhymes well enough, it would happen to the enemy. Like, hey, look at you, you're so obsolete. And look at you, your feet are trapped in some sleep.
Yeah.
And then they're slowing down because their feet are trapped in sleep.
Honestly, if I went to your world and I, like, magically got isekai'd or transferred or whatever, right? To your world, and I had to be a villain, I would, and we, like, had to battle each other, I would want my ability to be to take people's dreams and make them my own.
See, that's the thing.
To, like, kind of stockpile it to a certain extent.
That's what I like. The villains would be powerful because there are some nasty passions you can have. Like, for example,
That's crazy. Like, I'm, like, on some, like, Goku Black type beat. Like, I'm not evil. I'm not evil. Like,
on some, like, let's say you want to commit a genocide. Right? And like, you're evil.
Yeah.
Absolutely evil. Your passion would be, like, almost
omnipotent.
Like, control, like, manipulation.
Yeah.
Mass manipulation.
My God.
Like, whatever you say, people would automatically believe.
I feel
like that could be an enemy right there in my world. A guy who can say anything and you automatically believe him during the fight. Like, hypnosis. Oh, wait, hold on. So, like, you know hypnosis, how people hypnotize things?
Yeah.
So that would be his power. Like, you're sinking. And then you just sink into the floor. But you're not actually sinking.
Yeah, it's just
right?
Your mind. It's
your mind, you see yourself sinking to the floor. Yeah, everybody else, you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's really hypnotism.
Like,
hypnotism.
And if you're fighting him, oh no, I'm the good guy. You believe him. Like, mass manipulation would be one of the best villains.
Bro. Yeah.
And that could be somebody's passion if they're evil.
Mass manipulation?
Yeah. That is some people's passions. Look at politicians now.
That's true.
Saying.
That is true. I'm not going to lie.
So that could be one of my main villains in the show.
That sucks. I drew my white shirt, guys.
Mm-hmm. And what's it called?
Shirt.
If somebody's passion is, what's it called? Firearms. They could have magic guns.
Oh, like, right. Okay. Look, besides
I'm
that.
Just saying, imagine.
Look.
Listen, I'm just saying, imagine a bard, like a musician who has magic music, like somebody who can, a sculpture who can create. So you got a musician who can create magic music, a sculptor who can create creations to life, and then you got a guy with magic guns fighting a bunch of demons.
No,
fighting a bunch of demons.
We're going into NF. We're going into NF Hope. And if I was a hero, this is what, like, oh my God, speaking of heroes,
you know how
heroes have, like, their prestige of, like, bro, I need hope.
Mm-hmm.
This would be mine.
Oh, that would be your hero song. That's a good idea. I'll give you my hero
and
song.
And I feel
too.
Like it would. I feel like this. I don't know why, but I feel like this would really go with My Hero Academia.
I could see that.
Like, come on.
You
hear this.
Mm-hmm. So before we play you out into the song,
have the scene of Deku.
Yeah. I actually made a playlist called Soundtrack for the Movie That's My Life.
That's...
And it's like songs that would be in a movie.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Like most movies have like what, 8 songs? No, 16?
Something like that. But that's how much I have so far.
All right.
Also, movie aesthetics. But we're gonna get into the song because it is so good.
30 years you've been dragging your feet, telling me I'm the reason we're stagnant. 30 years you've been claiming your honest and promising progress. Well, where's it at? I don't want you to feel like a failure. I know this hurts, but I gave you your chance to deliver.
now it's my turn. Don't get me wrong. Nature had a great run. But it's time to give the people something different. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce my album. Hope. What's my definition of success? Listening to what your heart says. Standing up for what you know is. What will everybody else is. Tucking them to between their legs. What's my definition of success? Creating something no one else can. Being brave enough to dream big. Dreaming when you're told to just quit. Giving more when you got nothing left. It's a person that'll take a chance on. Something that we told could never happen. It's a person that can see the bright side through the dark times when there ain't one. It's from someone who ain't never had nothing, ain't afraid to walk away from. More perfect because they'd rather do something that they really love and take the pay cut. It's a person that would never waver or change who they are just to try and gain some credibility so they can feel accepted by a stranger. It's a person that can take the failures in their life and turn them into motivation. It's believing in yourself when no one else does. It's amazing what a little bit of faith can do. If you don't even believe in you, why would you think or expect anybody else that's around you to? I done did things that I regret. I done said things I can't take back. Was a lost soul at a crossroad who had no hope, but I changed that. I spent years of my life holding on to things I never should have kept, full of hatred. Years of my life carrying a lot of baggage that I should have walked away from. Years of my life wishing I was someone different, looking for some validation. Years of my life trying to fill a void, pretending I was in them. They did it. Evil, difficult to go through, it's still beneficial. Some would say think a mental breakdown is a negative thing, which on one hand I agree, but on the other hand it was the push I needed to get help and start the healing process. See, if I didn't ever hit my bottom, would I be the person that I am today? I don't believe so. I'm a prime example of what happens when you choose to not accept defeat and face your demons. Took me 30 years to realize that if you want to get the opportunity to be the greatest version of yourself, sometimes you gotta be someone you're not to hear the voice of reason. Having things will make you really take a step back and look in the mirror, at least for me that's what it did. Every day and pick my son up, hold him in my arms and let him know he's loved. Love standing by the window, questioning if that is ever going to show up. Up isn't something he's gonna have to worry about. Don't get it twisted, that was in a shot. Mama, I forgive you. I just don't want him to grow up thinking that he'll never be enough. 30 years of running, 30 years of searching, 30 years of hurting, 30 years of pain, 30 years of fearful, 30 years of anger, 30 years of empty, 30 years of shame, 30 years of broken, 30 years of anguish, 30 years of hopeless, 30 years of hey, 30 years of never, 30 years of maybe, 30 years of later, 30 years of fame, 30 years of hollow, 30 years of sorrow, 30 years of darkness, 30 years of day, 30 years of baggage, 30 years of sadness, 30 years of stagnant, 30 years of change, 30 years of patience, 30 years of suffering, 30 years of torment, 30 years of pain, 30 years of bitter, 30 years of lonely, 30 years of pushing everyone away. You'll never be wrong. I know I can change. We are not enough. We are not the same. You don't have the heart. You don't have the strength. You don't have the will. You don't have the faith. You'll never be loved. You'll never be saved. Might as well give up. Now running away. You don't have the guts. You're the one afraid. I'm the one in charge. I'm taking the hell. I'm taking the
reins.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and on wavefarm.org. Today, I'm your lovely host, DJ Cola, and I am joined by my lovely sound engineer,
DJ.
And he said DJ. That would be his song if he was
Shot a Money hero.
Which he is. But that would be his song if he was the anime protagonist hero.
And it was like a depressing... stage arc or whatever.
Oh, this one would be.
I may not live to see our glory.
So what is this? What is this?
This would be like when you're sitting at a campfire with all your buddies and you got your plan together and you're about to fight a good fight. This is that moment.
Is this like the stage of like a revolution arc? Like
almost.
Like
like
anarchy. Yeah,
like,
awesome. We'll listen to it. To freedom,
something they can never take. This remind, you want to know what this reminds me of? The one anime with vampires and they have swords. Wait,
you know what'd be cool? You know how I said Lucifer would be the main battle?
Yeah.
Lucifer, Satan would be different people. All leaders of the demon army.
They would be different people?
Yeah.
There's this one anime that I really just want to look for. Where is it? What they tell you. Let's have another round tonight. There's a glass to the four of us. Tomorrow there'll be more of us. Telling the story of tonight. I need to find it, because if not, it's going to bother me. They'll tell the story of tonight.
This reminds me of this.
Oh, I could totally see that.
No.
No free advertisement.
No.
Well, that would be.
It reminds you of this. Mm. This anime. Seraph of the End. And the only reason why is because they're like fighting against vampires and like they have like this whole society.
That reminds me. Yeah.
Of like a human farm for them to feed.
Oh, right. Almost like the Promised Neverland, kind of.
Yeah.
And almost like that Overlord thing.
Yeah, kind of.
I love Overlord.
I've never watched it. I don't know if I want to. I'm not sure. I'm on the fence.
Can I offer you to listen to the ED?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know whether to go with the ED or opening, but the ED is better.
Okay. Do you want to do that off show or not? Because I do have a couple songs, and we're almost done with our show here.
All right, it's 1 minute, 30 seconds. It's up to you, though. We can play some songs of yours.
Yeah. What is it? The EP?
Yeah, Overlord ending theme.
Okay. We got you. Overlord.
It's something you, like, wouldn't think you would hear from an anime.
Ending. Alright, now, him being a giant skeleton, I don't know why, just doesn't look appealing to me.
I love it, because he has to act all super tough in front of his army, but inside he's like, oh god, what do I do? I'm just a dude.
Really?
Yeah, that's like the vibe it gives off.
Does this one? Is this it?
No.
Not this?
No.
No? What would you say it is? Third one? You tell me.
This one.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't you give me your love and
passion. Like, this is something.
Who's this?
Netta. That, oh my god, how do I forget her name? She's like, a yandere for the main character.
So, is this like a love story?
No. It's just like, I would say a harem, like
a harem?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is the part.
This gives me Parasite vibe.
This, right? It gives off like metal.
It's giving
ready?
like
the drop.
Parasite.
This is it. This is the best part.
Okay.
It's like some metal vibe. God.
That's tough. That's tough.
I might have to rewatch Overlord. I think when I get home, I'm rewatching Overlord.
I'm not gonna lie. Just because of that ending, it gave me Parasite vibes. And if Parasite reminds me, if Overlord reminds me of Parasite, I may watch it. Because Tokyo, that's how I got into Tokyo Ghoul. Tokyo Ghoul reminded me of Parasite, so I watched it.
Oh, I love the ending.
Alrighty.
Of all of them.
What do I want this next song to be? Okay, you one, two, or three?
Three.
Are you saying three because you've seen it? Or like?
No, I just picked the highest number.
Okay. Wait, no. Three, this was three. I thought I just, three, two, one, go.
And by the way, in Overlord, he also pretends to be a hero.
I just wish this nigga.
Look, that's what he looks like in his night armor.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know. At the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You live another psychopath sitting next to you. You live another murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get it sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues, not to mention they say they can smell your intentions. You laughing on the freak show sitting next to you. You laugh some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget.
Watch it.
There it is.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre Catskill Hudson, and waveform.org. I think that was the best time I've ever done. I am your host, really. DJ Cola, and I am joined by...
your host, DJ Tom Money, and I just want to say thank you for listening, and...
You know, you're looking at your microwave clock, and it says it's 6:59, or your car clock, you know, and make sure you stay hydrated. If your name is Jacob, you get a special shout-out today.
And if your name is Michael, you have a great day.
Oh, and that's those are the two special shout-outs.
Have a nice time.
Stars.